Upheaval, Breaking Point, Chapter 39, Healing. A day had passed since the first wave of reinforcements brought measure of relief to Bastion City's defenders. With more ponies lining the walls and patrolling the streets, the city felt a little safer and the siege seemed a little less bleak. The reinforcements also brought supplies with them. Food, materials, and ammunition. Even medical supplies and, much to the delight of some legionnaires, liquor. As far as Chief Medical Officer Redbrand was concerned, it was only the last two that mattered. He was starting to feel a punch on his brandy supply and dreaded having to decide whether he should stop taking nips from his flask so much or operate on ponies without trying to numb the pain. As if to highlight the situation, he had just refilled his flask earlier. There were a lot of injured in the last battle and, in the last several hours, he waded through a couple of amputations, a sweater's worth of stitching, and around a crate's worth of brandy. Then there was Fluttershy's friend, Applejack, the highlight of last night's emergencies. He took a pull from his flask and remembered just how that matter settled.
"We've got a bad one incoming,"
one of the senior medics called out. Redbrand braced himself. Whenever his subordinates called that out, it meant that he was going to have to deal with the next patient personally.
"Fluttershy!"
he called out. He looked around to see where the yellow Pegasus was. She had certainly become a reliable medic in such a short period of time. Perhaps it was about time he exposed her to more serious cases. He found her already going to see to the next patient when she froze in shock.
"What's the matter?"
he asked. He looked towards what she saw and understood. The door to the ward had just burst open. Standing by the doorframe was one of Fluttershy's chosen friends. Redbrand could tell from the freakishly colored mane. It wasn't the bizarre rainbow mane that caught his attention, however, but the blood that stained her coat and mane. On the Pegasus's back was a badly injured earth pony. He didn't recognize this one, but, from Fluttershy's reaction, it was another one of her friends.
"Applejack!"
Fluttershy cried out.
"Applejack!"
She rushed over to the fallen earth pony's side. Redbrand signaled for the other medics to place Applejack on the nearest bed and begin removing what remained of her bodding.
"Don't just stand there and cry, Fully!"
he roared.
"Get me my sutures!"
Even as he sent Fluttershy off, another pony entered the ward. This time it was Fluttershy's purple unicorn friend, the one that had a lot of legionnaires were talking about. She went to Applejack's side right away, her eyes already welling up. Behind her, Vanguard Clash had also entered the ward. He, at least, had enough sense not to barge into the place.
"Please stand back," one of the senior medics said.
None of them seemed to hear him. Another medic had completely removed the barding from Applejack and was stemming the bleeding as best he could. Another one washed out the wounds. The sky blue Pegasus was even worse for Redbrand. She had grasped the side of the bed and had buried her face into the covers.
"This is my fault! This is my fault!"
she wailed. Redbrand strode forward, lifted the Pegasus by the mane, and smashed a hoof into her face. She tumbled towards the door and landed on her belly.
"She's not dead yet, you idiot!"
he snarled. The purple unicorn, Twilight Sparkle, as Redbrand finally remembered, gasped and looked at him. Fluttershy, who had just arrived with his sutures, was also shocked, but had enough sense to keep moving. He ignored the stares and shifted his attention to Vanguard.
"Get these bothersome fillies out of my ward, Captain Vanguard Clash!"
he said. With a nod, Vanguard motioned towards Twilight and the Pegasus.
"Every pony, we need to stand aside and let the medics work," he told them.
Twilight Sparkle looked a little angry at Redbrand, but she understood the situation and left. She had to help drag away the Pegasus, who was crying out in rage and frustration in between her sobs. Vanguard stood over the bed for a few moments and said something. Redbrand didn't bother listening. Afterwards, he left as well. With the distractions gone, Redbrand was finally able to focus on his work. Applejack had taken an enormous claw to the side, likely from a procurus, judging from the sheer size of the wounds. The tears were deep and jagged. If he didn't close him up right away, this pony was going to die in a few more minutes. He took the sutures and went to work swiftly. Just a foot away, he could feel the growing mass of anxiety that was his assistant. With a snort, he concentrated on his work as best as he could. It was going to take a lot to save this mare, even without the feeling as if some pony was going to rip his head off if he failed. Red Brand looked over the ward from his corner of the room and focused on Applejack. She almost didn't make it. The trauma had been so severe and the blood loss so great that he had felt her life just slipping away from his hoofs. But Applejack made it through. He didn't know how. Perhaps it was due to Earth Pony's sturdiness, as he had seen time and again, or it could be some kind of aspect of chosen anatomy. It could even be just sheer luck or something as utterly preposterous as divine intervention. Regardless of the reason, he was just relieved that Fluttershy didn't have to go through the loss of a dear friend for now. He shoved the sword aside gruffly. That was ridiculously naive. Sooner or later it was going to happen to her, so why try to coddle her now? "I'll see you later, Applejack," Legionnaire Too Cold said. He passed by Red Brand on the way out, dipping his head slightly out of respect for a higher-ranking soldier. It was almost noon, and Too Cold was only the latest of the visitors who had come to see Applejack. Before Too Cold, a pink Earth Pony Chosen had come. She had rushed into the ward so quickly that Red Brand thought that it was another emergency. She was also so loud and distraught about finding out what happened to her friend so late and how her pinky sense had warned her about this that he was about to throw her out of the ward. Fortunately for her, Fluttershy and Applejack managed to calm her down. Pinkie Pie, as her name was, had brought a cake with her as a get-well present. At least, Red Brand assumed that there was a cake under that cataclysm of frosting and candy. He had thought of going over to the kitchens just to ask how they procured all the ingredients for it. A slice of that cake had somehow found its way to his desk. As thanks for your part in Applejack's recovery, Pinkie Pie explained. He was polite enough to accept, but he wasn't going to touch the thing until he had some stomach medication on hoof. It was before Pinkie Pie had arrived that Red Brand assumed was the most emotional reaction to the incident had occurred. He set aside those thoughts, however. With his break done, it was time for work.
"See you later, Too Cold,"
Applejack said as she waved at the leaving stallion. Once he was gone, she let out a sigh and fell back on her bed. It had only been hours since she woke up, and she was already restless. While on her back, she raised her legs in the air and slowly stretched them to her sides.
"Applejack!"
The swiftness of Fluttershy's disapproving call nearly made Applejack jump. She could have sworn that Fluttershy was still by the other end of the room.
"Just how many times do I have to warn you about exerting yourself?" Fluttershy asked.
She was next to Applejack in an instant.
"I was just stretching my legs," Applejack protested. "Isn't a little exercise a good thing for an injured pony?"
"If you pull those stitches, I'm going to nail you to that bed."
Applejack could only raise an eyebrow at the ineffectual threat.
"Looks like the grouchy doctor's been teaching you more than just medical stuff," she remarked. "It'll work better if you made an angry face to go along with it, and if your voice doesn't sound like you were singing me a lullaby."
Fluttershy glanced nervously at the stallion sitting by his desk at the far end of the ward.
"Please don't tell him I tried that," she whispered.
With a chuckle, Applejack nodded.
"So, why are you over here again?" she asked. "Don't you have other patients to care for?"
"It's time to change your dressings," Fluttershy replied. "We don't want your wounds to become infected now."
"Okay, okay."
Applejack lay on her side to let Fluttershy take the bandages off. She shuddered when she saw the blood-stained strips. The white claws had turned almost completely brown.
"Pretty bad, huh?"
Fluttershy remarked when she saw what Applejack was looking at. She paused once she had removed the bandages. For a moment, she looked in disbelief at the wounds. She shook her head and went back to changing the bandages.
"I sure did make a real mess of things here," Applejack said.
"You should have seen Rainbow when she flew you in here. She was so covered in blood that I was scared that she was horribly injured too."
The mention of Rainbow Dash perked Applejack's ears up.
So you have seen Rainbow Dash after she left here?
She asked.
Applejack, please settle down, Fluttershy implored. And I haven't seen her after she left. It looks like she went straight to her flight. I hope she got herself cleaned up first.
Applejack frowned at Zed, remembering the way Rainbow Dash left the medical ward.
Oh, I'm so relieved to see you alive, Applejack.
Rarity almost ran over to Applejack's bed to give her a hug, only to be restrained by Twilight. Inside the medical ward, joyous tears and smiles were all around. Applejack found herself embarrassed by all the attention, but she was glad too. These were the ponies she almost left behind. Even imagining them so distraught as to react like this upon her waking up left her with an ache in her chest. The last one to wake was Rainbow Dash. All of them watched her slowly steer from her sleep and smiled when she opened her eyes.
Howdy, partner,
Applejack said with a grin once Rainbow had fully woken up.
Applejack?
Rainbow's voice was husky and her eyes still red and bleary. Applejack also noticed that one of Rainbow's eyes was swollen as if it had been struck hard.
Applejack!
Still grinning, Applejack extended a hoof towards Rainbow Dash, who shrank away from it, as if Applejack was handing her a poisonous snake.
What's wrong?
She asked.
I?
Rainbow Dash quivered and looked away. She tried to look at Applejack, but some invisible force seemed to have grabbed her by the head and was turning it away each time she tried.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Applejack's grin dissolved into a look of concern.
Hi, hi now. It's all right,
she tried to say soothingly. Rainbow Dash didn't seem to hear a word. Fresh tears poured from her eyes and she started to shake hard. All of them were looking at her in concern now. When Applejack tried to reach in with her hoof, Rainbow bolted, zooming out of the ward so fast that blankets and bandages went flying in her wake. In the background, they heard Dr. Redbrand swearing violently.
I hope she's okay, Applejack muttered. And I hope that she doesn't think this is all her fault.
I'm worried about her too, Fluttershy said. She was so broken up about what happened to you yesterday. Not that I... well...
Applejack looked at Fluttershy carefully.
Well, what? She asked.
Fluttershy fell silent for a few seconds before putting a hoof on her shoulder.
Applejack, promise me that this won't happen again. I don't want to see you or any of our friends in here like this again.
Applejack stared at her friend, only now noticing that she had underestimated just how badly all of this had affected Fluttershy. Rainbow Dash's reaction appeared the most severe, but that didn't mean that the rest of her friends hadn't gone through a lot.
Promise me.
Sugarcube, I can't, Applejack answered softly. Not without lying.
Fluttershy drew back, sniffed, and wiped her eyes.
I hate this,
she said with a quivering voice.
I hate all this fighting you have to do.
You're fighting too. You fought and won last night, right?
Fluttershy choked back a sob.
Just be careful. You can promise me that much, right?
Ah, well.
The both of them looked up when they heard the door to the ward open. Twilight Sparkle entered and went over to them.
How are you feeling, Applejack?
She asked.
Doing much better,
Applejack replied with enthusiasm. Little of it was forced. She didn't want her friends to worry about her anymore. She glanced slyly over to Fluttershy.
As long as Fluttershy here doesn't nail me to the bed.
Twilight looked curiously at Fluttershy, who coughed nervously in response.
I'd better go check on the other patients, Fluttershy said.
With Fluttershy gone, Twilight focused her attention on Applejack.
I wanted to talk to you some more about the Queen, she said.
I already told you everything, Twi, Applejack answered. Besides, shouldn't you be training or something?
Mate Captain Owlside told me to take a break, Twilight said with a frown. Ordered me to, actually, and I was only on my second spar. Tell me again about what the Queen told you.
With a sigh, Applejack narrated her encounter with the Queen again, while Twilight listened intently, a small notepad floating in front of her.
9 rebellions, and we're already expecting the 7th,
Twilight wondered aloud.
I wonder what the first 6 were. Then there's this Oceanus, the firstborn, and Discord being called Lexarius.
She tried to suppress an excited smile and failed. So much research.
Well, I'm glad you're happy about it,
Applejack said with a touch of concern. Giving Twilight Sparkle another reason to bury herself in books was not exactly something she was excited about.
And those words that the Queen told you, Twilight said. Clearly a different tongue used by royalty. I wonder if Princess Celestia and her siblings speak it often among themselves. Are you sure you got the pronunciation right?
No, I'm not, Applejack said flatly. I can barely say those slippery words. I just hope Prince Tirado will listen to me even if I can't say them right.
Maybe there are some books in the city's libraries that might help. Want me to...
Applejack didn't catch the tail end of that offer. The door had opened again, and the sight of the stallion who walked in lifted her mood just a bit more. With a nod of a greeting towards Redbrand, Vanguard Clash walked past the beds and towards her, returning her smile with one of his own.
Feeling better?
He asked.
Much better,
Applejack replied. She noticed the lack of a need to force her enthusiasm this time.
How'd it go?
He has a message from the Queen. Isn't exactly an easy-to-work-with pitch to get an audience with the Prince, Applejack.
Vanguard replied.
It's done, though. As soon as you can walk straight, I'll escort you to talk to Prince Tirado. Your body's also being repaired. It should be finished once you've recovered enough, so just pick it up at Hammer Chains once you're able to.
Thank you kindly, Vanguard.
Vanguard waved a hoof dismissively.
It's nothing. If this message is important, it's our duty to make sure it does reach His Highness.
Can I come along? Twilight asked. I'd like to see how he'll react to all of this.
We'll see, Vanguard replied. You're not exactly his favorite pony, Twilight.
He's still mad at me for what I did to the princess,
Twilight said glumly. A look of determination crossed her face.
But I still want to be there. Who knows what he'll decide to do when he hears that the Queen wants him to act?
If he decides to bring down the barrier, even if it means fighting Princess Celestia, what would you do?
Vanguard asked.
He won't do that, Twilight replied. Prince Tirado is violent and has a cruel sense of humor, but he would never attack Princess Celestia. That's why he's still mad at me.
Isn't that why the Queen has decided to interfere?
Twilight didn't reply to that. Sensing the mood darken, Applejack decided to intervene.
Hi now, why don't we leave that to when I can walk straight? She suggested.
Vanguard and Twilight glanced at each other and nodded, letting her steer the conversation to lighter things. Redbrand watched from his desk as Applejack dealt with even more visitors.
Tirado grind me that filly has a ridiculous amount of worrywart friends, he groused.
He took a small bite of the cake on his desk and grimaced. As he had feared, the sweetness was far too much for his liking.
Dr. Redbrand?
He looked up to see Fluttershy standing in front of his desk.
What is it?
He asked.
Want some more cake? You can take this.
No. Actually, I wanted to apologize.
Apologize? For what?
When they carried Applejack here, I was so worried that you were just going to give up without trying. Instead, you worked so hard to keep her alive.
Redbrand's eyes narrowed.
I'm not surprised about how little credit you give me, Fluttershy, he said. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I know when a pony's life can be saved or not. Stick around and you might learn something.
I'm sorry.
Redbrand made sure that he wasn't looking at Fluttershy when she said that. He had enough of feeling bad for things he shouldn't be.
Stop apologizing already,
he groused. He opened his flask and was about to take another pull to take the edge of the sweetness when a hoof stopped him. He quickly glared at Fluttershy, but she didn't back away.
You should know better than to get between a stallion and his drink,
he warned.
Please stop,
Fluttershy replied. Redbrand didn't say anything. His silence was more than enough to demand an answer.
I'm not as experienced as you, but I can tell that whatever pain you're trying to numb with that drink isn't going away.
Redbrand looked at Fluttershy and put his flask's stopper back.
I've been at this for 10 years, he said. What makes you think you can stop me?
Fluttershy answered with a smile that took Redbrand aback.
I'll try my best, she said.
Flight Captain Tailwind sorted through the papers on her desk as reports came in on her flight's condition. The last battle had not been a good one for her flight. She was down 3 Pegasi and she was disappointed over her own performance. For the very first time, she started considering that she might be getting old. What grated on her was that she needed her son's help to finish off a Bracurus, something that she had never needed before. She looked up as the door to her office opened and frowned. Here was another issue to be settled.
"You sent for me, Flight Captain?"
Rainbow Dash asked. Tailwind looked her over. The young mare looked haggard despite her desperate attempt to hide it.
"That's quite a shiner,"
Tailwind remarked as she looked at Rainbow's eye.
"How'd you get it?"
"The angry doctor over at medical gave it to me, ma'am,"
Rainbow answered.
"Fall off a neck, Redbrand,"
Tailwind muttered to herself.
"Can't you even make exceptions for ponies who almost lose their friends?"
To Rainbow, she spoke grimly. It wasn't that she was going to be any different.
"That and your lateness aside, I think you know why I called you here."
Rainbow Dash remained silent. Tailwind noticed that the luster in her eyes was gone. She barely seemed to be in the room at all.
"You disobeyed my orders, Rainbow Dash. I told you before that there's being brave and being reckless. You're lucky, and let me stress the word lucky, that your friend managed to make it out alive. That being said, it should come as no surprise that some discipline is in order. Report to the whipping post once you leave this office. A few stripes should remind you that, while we encourage initiative, it's not at the cost of discipline."
Rainbow Dash looked at Tailwind dully. The older Pegasus saw the signs. The whipping didn't frighten this filly. It was likely that the punishment would be a welcome sensation to all the misery she was feeling. In fact, the mentioning of a whipping seemed to bring a small hint of determination back in Rainbow's eyes.
"How many times?" she asked.
Tailwind leaned on her desk with her hoofs and looked at Rainbow shrewdly.
"You tell me,"
she answered. More fire returned to Rainbow's eyes, bringing a smile to Tailwind's face. It was going to take some work, but she might salvage a good flyer out of this wreck yet.